as the sun rises on the restful suburbia of Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape. The day has finally arrived for this family of swallows to begin their journey back home to Britain. They greet one another with cheerful birdsong, confirming that today was indeed the day that they would make their departure. The younger birds are feeling a little nervous, for the flight over to the southern hemisphere several months prior had its challenges. Varied weather conditions, numerous obstacles, and some larger birds that were a tad frightening. However, they were bigger, stronger, and more worldly now. The senior birds had reassured them that, though this flight would require hard work, they ought to feel confident and excited, for they were so privileged to have their wings and to be embarking on such a glorious journey. Communicating across two or three rooftops, the senior birds give a high-pitched cry to signal that it is time to take flight. With this, the flocks sweep into the sky, swiftly grouping into a close-knit triangular formation, and with their remarkable intuition, they begin heading north across Africa. Feeling the cool, gentle updraft from the South Atlantic behind them, the swallows stretch their wings far and wide, fluffing out their feathers as they soar into the pinkish morning sky. The sun was two-thirds visible above the horizon, warming the off-white chests of the little birds. As their altitude increased, the temperature of the air became cooler. This was, however, a welcome change in conditions, as it is with any exercise. The muscles warm up fast and the heat of your body rises, so a nice cool breeze was ideal. Glimpsing down over the vastly untouched landscapes, day one of a likely 30 or more in total sees the flock travel from the eastern region over to the beautiful mountainous lands of the Free State. Crossing rivers, lakes, small towns and villages, before finishing up for the night in the city of Bloemfontein. The swallows find rest for the evening in a peaceful park, surrounded by fragrant plants and flowers, and an abundance of other wildlife that live there on a more permanent basis. Some late-night dog walkers pass by, as well as couples enjoying the romance of an evening stroll. The swallows are noticed by an elderly, kind-faced lady, who pauses for a few moments to look at the flock with intrigued, caring eyes. She is holding a small bag of groceries, milk, bread, fruit, and other essentials. Her face suddenly lights up as she places the bag at her feet and reaches down into the carefully organized stack of groceries. She'd remembered that one of her purchases from the store was a bag of nuts and seeds. The swallows chirp with glee as the lady opens the packet and pours a handful of the seeds onto her left palm. One by one, the cheerful swallows take turns to land on the lady's outstretched thumb and fingers. Her skin is thick and padded, equally as soft and gentle as her own demeanor. She smiles and lets out the occasional chuckle as the birds fill their boots with the seeds. After a few minutes, the lady picks up her shopping and bids a fond farewell. The swallows respond with a chorus of thankful birdsong as they retreat into a nearby jacaranda tree, ready to settle down for the night. It had been a perfect first day.